Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Spotlight Show, presented by the College Gridiron Showcase, taking place January 7th through the 11th in Bedford, Texas. I am your host, Christian Schanefeld, and joining the show now is somebody who has gotten off to a scorching hot start to his senior season. I mean, you won't find many guys that will impact the football game on two different phases like him. He's the All-American defensive back and return man, Lorenzo Jerome of St. Francis University. And, Lorenzo, we really appreciate you sparing some time for us this afternoon. How's everything going?
Everything's going good today, Chris. I'm glad that you have me on your show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, hey, the pleasure is all mine. We appreciate you. Now, Lorenzo, you've gotten off to a great start to your final year at St. Francis. I mean, looking at what you've been able to do on the defensive side of the ball, you've racked up 25 tackles, two interceptions, three pass deflections, and a fumble recovery in which you 9 yards for a score. And, of course, on special teams, you have a kick return for a touchdown, which came against Montana. You almost had a second return for a touchdown, but you were tripped up about at the 7 or 8 yard line in that same game. Now, obviously, none of you, it seems like since you've arrived at St. Francis, Lorenzo, that you've been a lethal weapon on both the defensive and special teams. How has that become? What would you attribute your success over the years to on both the defensive side of the ball and on special teams?
That's a hard question, but I would say probably hard work and dedication. My teammates motivate me every day off and on the field. Like, it's a great group of guys that we have at St. Francis. Coaches did an excellent job recruiting. I give all credit to the coaches and my teammates. Without those blocks, without my teammates motivating me, I don't know where I would be today. Credit goes to them and God.
Your 14 career interceptions are most in all the FCS. What's your secret, Lorenzo? What's the secret? How are you able to get your hands on the ball so often on the defensive side of the ball? What are opposing quarterbacks seeing in the moment when they target you, and then once the ball leaves their hands, it's turns into an interception for number 22 on the defense?
This is the way you prepare, man. I see the play before it happens. Like, I stay after practice to watch film with coaches. They sit me down in a game plan, like, what should I expect? What's coming next? So Coach Bish and Coach Marco are doing an excellent job helping me prepare for games. So credit goes to them again.
And as for special teams, when you're taking a kick or a punt return, Lorenzo, what kind of mindset do you have to have? I mean, me being from Chicago, for many years, the Bears, there was this guy, you may be familiar with him. I mean, he was only the greatest return man in NFL history by the name of Devin Hester. And every time he would return a kick or a punt, it was much watched TV because you knew that with Hester back there was always a chance that he could take one back. For you, is that the mindset that you have, that any time you touch the ball, you're going back for six?
Yeah, that's a funny story, actually. Yesterday, I was actually watching Devin Hester's highlights when he was returning for Chicago. My favorite clip of him is when he returned to the Super Bowl against the Colts. But mm-hmm. I just really look for, like, every day before practice, I'm out there catching punts with our punters, Zeka and Zach Dreher. So that, I just look for it, look for a hole, look for my blocks, and I just take off and run, pretty much it. Kick return, too.
Yeah, and again, you already have a few great returns in your system this season, whether it is kick return, punt return, or the fumble recovery. What did your offseason consist of, though, Lorenzo? I mean, 3 games in, you're looking like this Lorenzo Jerome that everybody's familiar with. But did you switch anything up in this past offseason as you got ready for your senior season, your last go around at St. Francis?
I did something that was extremely hard. I got off social media. And I worked out 4 times a day. I dedicated my grind. That's pretty much it. Got off social media and just grinded. Put my head down and went forward. That's all.
Again, we're chatting with the All-NEC, All-American Defensive Back and Return Specialist out of St. Francis University, Jerome Lorenzo. Lorenzo Jerome, excuse me, here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. I am your host, Chris Schanefeld, and Lorenzo, you guys kicked things off on the road against one of the top teams in the FCS in Montana, who was ranked number 13 at the time. Now they're ranked 6 in the nation. You guys opened up with a loss 41-31. But, man, that was a much better game than many people expected. It certainly went down to the wire. And then from one coast to the next, you guys were at Towson. week two in which you guys led 28-13 at halftime, but Towson was able to rebound in the second half and get away with a 35-28 win. And then last week, you guys get your first win of the season at Columbia, a big 98-yard fourth quarter help you guys seal the game 13-9. We were actually on location for that game. How would you assess the level of play that you guys, the Red Flash as a team, have displayed 3 weeks into the season?
The level is really everybody's focused. Like, we lost those two games, but we were still hungry. Like, the team still came together and wanted to dominate more every day. So that's why I respect my teammates as we go into practice every day, because they're hungry. They want to succeed. They want to win. That feeling that we felt last year from Duquesne is still in our chest, still in our hearts. So they know what it takes now to win. So we prepare like champs every day. And as a leader, as a captain, I make sure we do that. No downfalls, no let-ups.
And I think we've already seen that 3 games in. I mean, you guys are 1-2, but each and every game have been more than competitive, at least. Lorenzo, I want to ask you about the matchup that you had week one against Montana, the Grizzlies. They have a quarterback who many tout as one of the top quarterbacks in the country, Brady Gustafson, and some are even calling him the next Carson Wentz. You were able to pick him off not once but twice, and with it being the first game of the season against one of the top teams in the country, opponent that you don't normally see, was that challenge something that you were looking forward to all offseason long?
Oh yeah, I was ready for that challenge. I just wanted to earn my respect out there. That's all I wanted to do. He's an excellent quarterback. He misread some throws, but it came in my hands. I'm fortunate for that. But he's a great quarterback, like I said. But hey, I made a play. That's all I can say.
You made more than just play. That's of course on special teams. You're named the nation's special teams player of the week. Well deserved, by the way. Now this week, you guys are on the road again. A fourth straight game on the road against the University of Albany. This game is so undefeated. What has this week of practice been like coming off of your guys' first win of the season, Lorenzo? And what are you guys going to have to do this Saturday to give Albany their first loss of the season?
Practice actually has been very competitive. Boys are competing in 1-on-1s and 9-on-7. We're smacking each other. We're flying around to the football. We're wrapping up. Our goal is to stop their running back, number 24. He's an excellent back. He runs the ball hard. We compare to our old running back, Kahari Dixon, actually, because they run just alike, but he's probably a little quicker and more shifty. But he's an excellent back. That's what we have to stop. And the fade balls, we're ready for them. That's all I can say. It's going to be an excellent fight once again.
Oh, without a doubt, in each and every game this season so far for you guys, it's been an excellent fight, been very competitive. Next week, you guys will finally play at home in Loretto, Pennsylvania, at the Golf Field. As you host Malone University, I know that you have a game this week on the road. You don't want to overlook it. But how excited are you to return home and play a game in front of the home crowd next week after this string of away games to begin the season?
I'm actually excited because that's actually family weekend. So I get to see my mom, my dad, my sister. They get to be in the stands. I get to look at them and smile. And I get to see this beautiful St. Francis crowd once again. That pumps us up and motivates us every Saturday when we're out there. So I can't wait for that game. But I want to focus on Albany. This is the game I really want, and we have to come prepared. So hope this week we win it, and then following next week we'll take advantage of our opportunities.
And what is the fanfare like there in Loretto, Lorenzo? I mean, are you kind of like the big man on campus? Do you have a lot of fans around there at St. Francis University with what you do there?
I stay to my teammates. I really don't look. I stay to my teammates. Like, you can say I'm the big man, but I really don't pay attention to that. I'm humble. I walk with my hat on, my headphones on, in my hood, and really go to film and just eat. That's pretty much it, and lift. That's my daily routine. I really don't look into the hype. I'm not like that.
I know that hand of yours, your writing hand, is pretty sore by signing all those autographs, so I already know about that. a couple more weeks until conference play gets underway, Lorenzo. I've become a very big fan of any football over the last few years. I think there's a lot of underrated talent. Last year, Duquesne was conference champs. The year before, Sacred Heart and Wagner were co-champs. I mean, anything can happen in this conference. It's very hard to predict what will happen. Do you believe that with the group of guys that you guys have now on the Red Flash this year, the 2016 squad, that you guys have what it takes to be 2016 NEC champs?
Yes, sir. We had the ability to make it to the playoffs and go far. That's our goal and that's our mindset. That's what we see. We just got to compete every Saturday in conference and see what happens because this conference is really tricky. I say, in my opinion, we have one of the best conferences because you never know what could happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Final question before I go, Lorenzo. Really appreciate you taking some time this afternoon. Just sell the Red Flash football team. Why should people tune in to the St. Francis Red Flash football team? What are you looking to deliver for the fanfare out there as they continue to watch the Red Flash throughout the season?
A physical and dominated team, and we hold the rope, hold each other accountable every game. That's what you're going to see out of us. We won't stop until you see four zeros on the fourth quarter board.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a very exciting start to the season. You guys are 1-2 heading into this fourth game against Albany. It should be a very exciting matchup. We're certainly going to be tuning in not only this week, but we're going to continue to keep an eye out on you and the Red Flash for the remainder of the season, Lorenzo. Thanks again, and all the best against Albany this weekend.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Lorenzo. Really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you. I enjoyed it. Will I be able to watch this?
Yeah. I'll have it uploaded in about 45 minutes, and I'll be sure to send the link to the interview both to you and Paul.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.